Hachette Audio presents Dawn of the Code War, America's Battle Against Russia, China, and the Rising Global Cyber Threat. Written by John P. Carlin with Garrett M. Graff. Read by Kevin Stilwell.
To Sarah, Sylvie, Patricia, and Roy, and to the men and women of the Department of Justice, who protect our way of life and keep us safe. Forward. Team Poison. Junaid Hussein originally wanted to be a rapper. As it turned out, the Pakistani kid in Birmingham, England, lived life instead on the internet and at internet speed. In just a decade, from age 11 to 21, he went from gaming to hacking to killing. An arc the world had never seen before, unfolding faster than anyone might have imagined. For the first half of his digital life, the hacker operated with impunity, bragging in an interview that he was many steps ahead of the authorities. 100% certain they have nothing on me. I don't exist to them. I've never used my real details online. I've never purchased anything. My real identity doesn't exist online. And no, I don't fear getting caught. By 2015, at age 21, he knew different. He was a marked man, hunted by the United States, the number three leader of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, on the government's most wanted list. Living on the run in ISIL-controlled eastern Syria, Hussein tried to keep his stepson close by, ensuring that U.S. airstrikes wouldn't target him. Inside the Justice Department, where I worked at the time, Hussein's efforts made him a top threat. Nearly every week of 2015 brought a new Hussein-inspired plot against the United States. FBI surveillance teams were exhausted, chasing dozens of would-be terrorists at once. We'd pulled agents from criminal assignments to supplement the counterterrorism squads. Inside the government, alarm bells rang daily, but we attempted to downplay the threat publicly. We didn't want to elevate Hussein to another global figurehead like Osama bin Laden, standing for the twisted ideology of Islamic Jihad. We wouldn't even really talk about him publicly until he was dead. Hussein represented an online threat we long recognized would arrive someday, a tech-savvy terrorist who could use the tools of modern digital life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?